This is a cellar die. Extra!
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's cellar die extra is brought to you by Owler.
Owler is the crowdsourced competitive intelligence platform that a million business professionals use to outsmart their competition, gain competitive insights, and uncover the latest industry news and alerts.
And here's the best part. If you sign up for free, you can follow me on Owler and automatically get my latest sales tips and videos along with insights relevant to your business. Go to Owler.com and in the search box, you type in Buy Gittimer. Then just click on the yellow star and follow me. Owler is completely free to use and valuable. Come on, follow me. Go to Owler.com today. Elevator selling. New heights in networking. And a great way to learn how to cold call. Going up more than 10 floors? I challenge you to try to get a business card or lead on your next elevator trip.
Challenge accepted.
Thousands of people take elevators every day. Usually in dead silence. Company presidents and salespeople are in the same elevator and no one is speaking. Well, that's no fun. I've taken a new approach to elevator riding. Trying to meet someone and get a card or a lead every time I go up or down and there's someone else in the car. Here's how it works. I watch who enters or see who's on when I enter and try to select the best prospect from among the passengers. If there's only one other passenger, the choice becomes infinitely more clear.
Nobody but you. Yeah, I do mean you. I'm just trying to get a message to you.
Two, I immediately engage him or her with a statement or a question, usually humorous. If they laugh or smile, I say, what do you do? What do you do is the operative line in this process. In four words, you have struck the target in the bullseye. It's quick, exactly to the point, and non-threatening. Four, they will immediately tell you what they do. People love to talk about the subject that interests them the most, themselves. Five, if they seem to be a prospect, you close with, give me your card and I'll send you some information I think you can use. Six, he or she gives you the card before the door opens, and then you win the game. 7, give him or her your card, shake hands firmly, and 8, you follow up within 24 hours. Your opening line on the follow-up call is easy. I'm the guy in the elevator. I finally got off, and I thought I'd give you a call. And both of you will laugh. When I first invented this, it was about 7 or 8 years ago. Here's a personal experience about what happened. On my way up the elevator to the Business Journal, I engaged a clean-cut, good-looking young man and learned he had just started selling life insurance.
I sell insurance.
What a shock.
Do you have life insurance?
At the time, I was in a lead business where I published leads of new businesses and new corporations, and I thought, man, this kid would be a great candidate. So we exchanged cards. That night, he calls me to be sure I sent the information and to try to sell me insurance. He didn't. But he became a subscriber to our lead service, and I guess what I learned from that is it works both ways. But it works.
Am I right or am I right or am I right?
And remember, every CEO and bigwig in your city gets on an elevator. Want a chance to meet him or her? Just start talking. Anytime you're in any elevator, it will work. One caveat, if you're in New York City, people don't talk in elevators. Disregard the last 4 minutes.
Shut up. Shut up! Why,
here are some additional guidelines for successful elevator networking. You ain't got much time. Start talking immediately upon entering the elevator. Try to say the line, what do you do, before the elevator begins to move. Have your cards in your shirt or jacket pocket so you can get to them in a second. Don't press. If the person chooses not to talk, let it be. Another rule, men will be more receptive than women. If it's a hot one, you can get off the elevator at the prospect's floor if you haven't completed the deal. Men, don't follow women off the elevator. These days, you're likely to get a kick in the or a full face of mace if she feels you have the wrong intentions. if you didn't get all the information, you can easily watch which way they turn and follow up with a cold call. Realize this, it's awkward the first few times. You got to practice. Practice until you can get the person to smile and respond to your opening remark before the elevator door closes. Try this approach. Get on the elevator at the top floor, tell the person you have a deal for them, and you can get them in on the ground floor. In fact, we'll be on the ground floor in 30 seconds. If they laugh, you got them. It's fun. You get to build communication skills. You become a bit bolder. You meet more people. And you'll make a few sales. Give it a try. The object of elevator networking is to engage the other passenger in a way that makes them feel comfortable about you and allows you to exchange valuable business information. Going up. This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.